Experts urge caution on delaying second vaccine shot. So says the lead headline in the Irish Times over a report that senior medics and experts say that a significant benefit to the vaccination programme would be needed to justify extending the gap between doses of COVID-19 vaccines. The Irish Independent leads with the news that three cases of the new Indian strain of coronavirus were detected in Ireland yesterday. The variant, which has already been found in Britain, has seen India added to the UK's red list of countries for mandatory hotel quarantine. It is still unclear if a similar decision would be made here, the paper says. In the Irish Examiner's main front page story, it is reported that the European Commission has ruled that Ireland cannot be trusted to police its fishing quotas under the Common Fisheries Policy. Michael Clifford writes that the Commission has withdrawn a special derogation to the state to weigh fish at factories because the authorities cannot guarantee that fraud will be detected. The Commission has ruled that fish must be weighed at the landing point. The Independent's front page picture is of Leeds United players warming up for their match against Liverpool last night, wearing T-shirts protesting against plans for a European Super League involving six of England's top teams. The Times reports UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's declaration, to be broadcast tonight on BBC Northern Ireland, that there will be no referendum on the reunification of Ireland for a very, very long time to come. The Irish Sun, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star lead with the appearance in court yesterday of Gavin Murphy, charged with the murder of his partner Jenny Poole at her home in Finglas, Dublin on Saturday. The Sun front page also carries a photograph of beer glasses laid out on the pavement outside Leinster House to form the figure 400. They were put there by the Licensed Vintners Association to mark 400 days of pub closures. Beer in Sun by May 24, says the headline, hopefully, though this is a demand from the vintners, not a promise. But the paper does report the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, as hinting that more restrictions could be lifted next month. And the same hint from the same minister gives the Irish Daily Mail its lead story. He hinted that outdoor dining could resume as early as next month, the paper says. As for the pubs, in the Times Health and Family section, Paddy Murray writes about his local sports club. The bar there is closed, but he reckons that, like every other bar in the country, it's not going to be as simple as opening up when the government says we can. Because many people who would love to have a nice creamy pint will be reluctant to have it in a packed bar. And, in my case at least, twice as reluctant to have it in an empty bar.